Another says, I'll tell you, Mishum, the Loinoshev Luhu Rakt Sfinis. Because the Tzofen, the north side, the north wind did not blow. The Tanya will learn like this, that Kol Oysen Aboyim Shana, all the 40 years, Shehoye Yisrael Ba Midbar, that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, Loinoshpo Lehem Rakt Sfinis. The north wind, the beautiful, the good north wind did not blow for them. And my time, why not? How come it didn't blow for them? He boy Simon one teres was mishum dinizufin hoyu, because they were like exiled from Hashem. Hashem was angry at them for the fact that they didn't go in Teretz Yisrael right away. But the Meraglim came back and said it's too hard. So Hashem made Gzeira. They have to stay 40 years in the Midbar. They were nizufim. So Hashem was angry at them. Therefore, did not let this beautiful north wind blow throughout the 40 years when they were in the Midbar. He boy Simon another teres is. To lay nivdor anani covered, that Hashem did not want the anani covered that was covering Klal Yisrael, the special clouds. He did not want this beautiful wind to come and blow it away. Therefore, the wind, the north wind, never came. And Rashi says like this: Ruach Tzofenis. Rashi says Noicha, it's good wind. Loi chama v'loi tenenis, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, not too cold. V'chama zarachas, you have the sun shining, and it's a beautiful weather. So Mashma, that's a good time to make a bris milah. But since they did not have this type of weather in the Midbar, therefore they did not make the bris milah. So Gemara says, Omer Apopi Hilkach, Yoyma de Iba, if you have a cloudy day, the Yoyma de Shusa, or a day that is very windy, in other words, you don't have good weather, you don't have the beautiful north wind blowing, is Loymalinet Bet, you should not make a bris milah today. But it's Mashma over here, because it's a sakana otherwise. That's why in the Midbar they didn't do it. Who are then v'loy misuchrinan? Or some of the girsa misuchrinan. You can't say a good svar, like you can't think too good then. When it's a beautiful weather, that's the time to think very good, very clearly. So I call upon them, just like in the Midbar, they didn't do the milah, so who are today also? If you don't have beautiful weather, you should not make the bris milah. The Gemara says, not like that. The Gemara says, though v'idna b'trei, to doshu b'rabim, since a lot of people do make a bris milah, even though the weather is not so well, so the pshat is that Shoymeh Psoim Hashem. With Psoim Echon, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch us. Shoymeh Psoim Hashem, Hashem watches us. So that's the pshat. So today we make the bris milah no matter what type of weather it is. Tana Rabban, the writer says like this, Kol Oysen Aboyim Shana, all the 40 years of Shehoi Yisroel Ba Midbar, that Klal Yisroel was in the Midbar, Loi Hoyu Yoyim, Sheloi Noshva Ba Ruach Tzvoinis, Bechatzi Halayla. It never happened that exactly midnight at Chatzos HaLayla that this beautiful north wind did not blow. But the Pshat is Avad, you can't make a bris milah then, because at nighttime it's possible. You can only make the bris milah daytime. And by daytime, the Gemara before said it didn't blow. But the Chiddush is now, though, that at Chatzos HaLayla it blew. Shenema, why? Because the Pesach says, Vayihi b'chatzi HaLayla, Vahashem hiko kol b'chor. That Makas Bechoris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge upon the Mitzrayim, had exactly Chatzos HaLayla. So the Gemara says, my Talmud, like what do we learn out from here? That Hok Kamashtman, here it comes to teach us, that the Ace Rotzon Milsehi, that this is a time, the Ace Rotzon, that HaKadosh Baruch was Rotzon as goodwill to Klal Yisrael. He does good things to Klal Yisrael. Milsehi, it means something. In other words, like Rashi explains, even though the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at them, and he did not let the wind blow by day, but HaKopon HaBachatzos HaLayla, that's when Hashem has Ratzon, does good things to Klal Yisrael, listens to Klal Yisrael, so even in the Midbar for 40 years, this wind was blowing B'chatzos HaLayla. But not only then, means all the time, every single Chatzos HaLayla, you always have this beautiful wind that's blowing. So the Chiddush is that Chatzos HaLayla is a Milsi, it's a Dabar Choshev. That's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to Klal Yisrael. And where was the first time that Hashem listened by Chatzos? That was by Makas Bechoris. So we see there, by Chatzos HaLayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out the Bechorim. So from then on, it's Kaveya, Chatzos HaLayla is called an Eitz Rotzon. And this is the Inyataka, what people say, Tikkun Chatzos, they daven to Hashem by Chatzos HaLayla. At the Gemara says here, it's called an Eitz Rotzon. And Rashi brings down, is brought down by David HaMelech, that he used to have his kino, his harp, on top of his bed, and exactly Chatzos HaLayla, this Ruach Tzfonis would come and blow on it, and wake him up, would make the music, and it would wake him up, and get up to daven to Hashem, the Chatzos HaLayla. So in other words, from then on, from Makas Pecheris on, Chatzos HaLayla is always called an Eitz Rotzon, and Hashem always makes the beautiful wind, this north wind blow, by Chatzos HaLayla. Omar Rav Huna says, Tavat Torah Midiraisa Moshuch Oichel Betruma. If a person, a Kohen, that he had a bris milah done to him, so l'maisi is allowed to eat from Truma. Let's say later in life he was Moshuch. He started to rub his skin there, and the skin came down and covered over the Atara, that now it does not look as if he had a bris milah. He looks like an oral. So the halacha is, midiraisa, he's still okay. Midiraisa, once you had your bris milah, you're okay, you're not an oral, you're allowed to eat truma the rest of your life. Unless something else happens to you, but because of an oral, you're allowed to. But he says, midivreya, but midirabonin though, gozu olav mefnei shenir akoral. Midirabonin though, they said such a koyin is not allowed to eat truma. Because lemaisa, he looks like an oral now. Since he pressed down, he rubbed down the skin there, that the skin now covers over the makam of the milah, he does not look like he has the milah. So as Mara Sayin, the Rabbanan says, he has a din like an oral, that he's not Ladi Truma mid Rabbanan. Yes, that's what, this is Rav Huna's Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, I have a kashan Rav Huna. It says, Moshuch, in the case where Koyin had, was Moshuch, or anybody that was Moshuch, that means rub down the skin that covers over the makam ha-milah. It says, Alosh in the Braisa, in the Tosefta, it says, Tzorach sheyimul. It says that he has to make a bris milah. So Chur the Kasher is a smashman midiraisa, he has to make a bris milah. So Gemara says, no, this is not a Kasher in Rav Huna. Midirabonin, that the Braisa, the Tosefta only means midirabonin, like Rav Huna, he has to have a bris milah. For the Gemara, the Ka'arilo, my Ka'arilo. Like, what was the question in the first place? Hatzorach ketoni. It only said the word tzorach. Like Rashi says, midirabonin, midilay ketoni, moshach arei zoral. If it would have meant midiraisa, it should have said a strong lashon that a moshuch is like an oral. Since it only says tzoruch sheyimul, it's shmash mitzoni midirabonin. So what was the kash in the first place? So Gemara says ketoyi b'seifa. The reason why they asked the question was they made a mistake in the seifa of this brace of the tesefta. Then the seifa says like this: Rabbi Yehuda Reimer lo yimul mifnei shesakona hiloi. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, even though a person is moshuch, is orla, still, he does not have to make a second bris milah. Because it's a sakana, like Rashi says, shemayasa krushuvcha. Maybe they'll cut off the whole gid and become a krushuvcha. So it's not kedai to make the second milah. Now, with the Rabbanan even, you don't have to make a milah. Omru loy, and this the chum said back to Rav Yehuda, valoy harbe molu b'yimei ben kuziva. A lot of people made a second milah in the times of ben kuziva. And even afterwards, even after they made this milah, for Hailidu Bonam Abonis, that they had a lot of children. In other words, they did not become a Kruv Shuvcha. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Bereshis, the bride of the Seft ends off. A riot to Chamashit, there is, because the Pasuk says, Himo Yimol, Mashma Filu Meyapam, even 100 times you're allowed to make a bris milah. So Mashma, there's no Sakona. And here it's Mashma, this is the Havamina now, while the Moris Takash, it's Mashma Midiraisa. You have to make a second milah. We're dashing now the words of Himo Yimol Afilu Meyapomim. The Yomer, there's a second pasuk that says, as Brisi Hofer. What does it mean somebody is Mefer goes against the Bris of a Milah? That means L'Rabbi says HaMoshuch. That if somebody is Moshech is Orlo after he had a Bris Milah once, now he goes and presses down the skin to cover up the Makam Milah, that's called Hofer Brisi. He's going against the Bris Milah. So Chura, the Kadavah, the Mar says, the Havamina is now that is the Midiraisa. So again, so the Racham said back to Yehuda, Yehuda said a svara that you should not make a second bris milah because it's a sakana. So Chomi said back, no, that you make ben kuziva, a lot of people made the second time the bris. So Rashi explains, what was the story by Bimei ben kuziva? Rashi says, Shemoshchum oivdik achavim boynis, the krach beter, that the goyim at that time forced the Jews to be moshech the rolo in the city of Beter. The Govru Yad Ben Kuziva Benilchon Ben Benitzchon. And later that this person, Ben Kuziva, he won over the Goyim and he became the Melech. And he let the Jews then make a Milah a second time. And the nice was everybody made a second Milah then. And nothing happened to them. They were all healthy. So that's a Chom's Raya that first of all, you're supposed to make a second Milah. In the case where you were Moshach Yirola. And also you do not have to worry. There's no Chash to become a Khrushchevcha. It's possible to watch yourself. You don't have to be afraid. And then the Chum bring a Rai for themselves, because the Pasuk says, Himo Yimo, or else as Brisi Hofer. So now the Gemara says, Mai V'yoymer, what do you have to have two tzukum for? What's wrong with the first Pasuk of Himo Yimo? So the Gemara says, V'chitem, and maybe you'll say like this, Hai Himo Yimo, L'Rabbi Sitzin HaMakvin HaSamilo. That the first pasuk says you have to make sometimes a second time a bris milah doesn't mean in our case where you're moshuch or losai, but it means in a case where the first time you did not do a good job, you did not cut off the orla completely, you still left over some strands of meat. That's where you have to cut it off a second time. But maybe where you made at one time at least a kosher a milah, maybe there's never a chiyuv to make a second time a milah. Tashma, therefore, we bring a second pasuk that says, as bri si hofer, l'rabbi says ha-moshuch. They bring a second pasuk that such a person that's mefer goes against the bris of the milah, and mashma, you have to make another bris. What is that case? A moshuch. So who will bring them down psukim? So the Gemara says, who suffer? The one that asked the question and the Rafuna holds. That me the konosav lo hashas kro, since the chachamim here bring a raya for themselves from a pasuk as brisi hofer, mashma di raisi, mashma that somebody that's moshe cholosoi has a chiv now midi raisa to make a second bris mila. That's the kashan Rafuna. Rafuna only said it's midi rabbanan, and here it's mashma, it's midi raisa. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a kashan Rafuna, valohi, it's not shver. Midirabonin. Avadid is Bryce at the Seft also only means Midirabonin. There's a chiv to make a second bris milah. I, they bring down psukim. Ukro, the psukim they bring down. Esmachta biyalma. It's only an esmachta. That means Midirabonin found a little smach, a little mocker, a little place where they put their gzera. They found some esmachta from the Torah, some little proof for the gzera from the Torah. But avadid is only Midirabonin, like Rafuna says. So now the Gemara says like this, Meisive, I have another kasha on Rav Huna. Tumtim, if you have a person that's a tumtum, again, his mokum or erva is covered up with skin, we don't know if he's a zocher, if he's a boy, a male, or a female. The locher is, ein eichel b'truma. He himself, he's not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because maybe he's a zocher, maybe really he has a neighbor there, he has an oral there, and since he did not have a bris mila yet, he's called an oral. So even though he's a kohen, but maybe he's a kohen oral, he's not allowed to eat truma. What about noshev? Let's say he got married. The Gemara later will explain how can he get married. We don't know if he's a zocher or an akeva. How could he get married? But Akom Ponim will see later in the case where we know for sure he's a zocher, he's a male, that he could get married. The locher is his wife, the yavodah, or else if he owns an eved kenani. This doesn't make a difference whether he's an isha or whether a zocher. The locher is oichlin. They are allowed to eat truma because of him. Like we have a kohen, for sure this person is a kohen. He's a tumtum, we just don't know if he's a zocher or an akeva. But a kohen he is for sure. Therefore his wife or his avodim could eat from truma. Alright, turn over. Well, then the braisa goes on that moshuch, in a place where a person was moshuch is orlo, again he had a bris mila, but he was moshuch, he rubbed down the skin to cover it up. Or else v'noilad, if a kid was born gemalt already, he was born with no orlo, his aray elu oichlin. These two people are allowed to eat truma. See, lechur did the kashan Rav Huna here and says klo oichlin that he is allowed to eat truma. A moshuch is allowed to eat truma. What about an adrugnis? An adrugnis is that the person has two simonim. He has a simon of a zochor and a simon of a nekeva. Is oichlin betruma? He's also allowed to eat truma. So Rashi says, Andrugnis means mole. If you made a mila on a part of his zohar, is mutalecha b'truma, like Rashi Mamonoshoch. Bein shu ish, bein shu isha, bein shu bey, b'fnayatzmo, izara shakoinu. I'll call upon him, the person is a kohen. Since he's a kohen, therefore he's allowed to eat a truma. But he ain't oichel b'kodeshin, but he's not allowed to eat kochim. Kochim, Rashi says, it means b'kodeshe kodoshim, like a chatis, at the Oroshim, because there the Pshat is, it says only Zichre Kuna. Only a Zohar, a male, is allowed to eat the Korban. And here in Adrugnis, we have a Sufik, maybe he has a din of an Akeva, of an Isha, therefore he's not allowed to eat from the Kodesh Kedoshim. Tumtum, let's say a person that is Aver is covered up, we don't know what he is. Is Einu Eichol Loi B'Trumov Loi B'Kodeshim. He's not allowed to eat Truma, because maybe he's a Zohar, and he doesn't have a Bris Mila yet, he's an Oral. And he can't eat kachim either, because maybe he's an isha, and an isha can't eat from this kodesh hakodashim. So Gemara says, "Ketonim miyas akoponim learned in this tesefta here that moshuch if a kohen was moshuch means he had a bris mila, but then he rubbed down the skin to cover up the makom hamila, or else v'neilat kishumol if you have a kohen that's born with a bris mila. He's born gemalt already. He's harei elu eichlev. Here it says clearly they are allowed to eat a truma. So Mar says to yufta the rafuna to yufta. Here it's a kasha and rafuna. Rav Huna before said that midrabbonin did not allow to eat truma, and over here it's mashma clearly that a moshuch is called a regular or gemalta yid, and he is allowed to eat truma. So Mar says echadam etiufta. Here it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Rashi has another girsa in the Gemara, that the girsa here is the Gemara brings a proof to Rav Huna, because that it says oichol means only midiraisi could eat, but avade midrabbonin though is not allowed to eat, and this way it says siyua it's a raya to Rav Huna. And Rashi likes the second shot better, because the Gemara later will soon see, he says it's a tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim in Rav Huna's halacha. Mashma, we still hold from Rav Huna. That's a shaila how you garrison this Gemara over here. Is it a tiyufta kashan Rav Huna, or is it no? The Braita Sefta is only talking about midiraisa, that he's allowed to eat truma, but midirabbanan though is still murdered to Rav Huna's halacha. Yeah, now the Gemara goes weiter. Omar Mar, before we said, tumtum, ein yoichel betruma. A tumtum, the person that his aver is covered up, he's not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because you have a sophic, a doubt, maybe he's a zohar, and therefore he's an oral, so he's not allowed to eat truma even though he's a kohen. But nosher v'yavodim oichlim. But his wife or his eved kenani that he owns is allowed to eat truma because of him. For at the Gemara, noshev l'tumtum eminole. How does a tumtum have a wife? Because you have a doubt whether he's a male or a female. See, Lain, if you want to tell me the Kaddish, that the tumtum played the part of a zohar, and he went to be mekadesh and isham, the tanya, like we learned in the Tesefta. We learned that tumtum shekidesh kiddush of kiddushan, that a tumtum that acted like a man, and he went to be mekadesh and isha, the kiddush nischal. What about niskadesh? Let's say the tumtum played the part of an isha, and he accepted kiddushin from a man, kiddushin, kiddushin. The Tesefta also says that minasafik, the kiddushin nischal. So the Chur, you want to say that if he marries a lady, the Kedushin is Chal, therefore even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma now because of him. Fred the Gemara know, Ey, Madiyoma Lechumra. When do we say that the Kedushin is Chal, that's only Lechumra? We have a Sophic, a doubt whether he's a Zohar or in the Keva. Both ways we go Lechumra to say the Kedushin is Chal, and he has to give a get or he has to receive a get. But Lekulu Miyamrinan, but to go lakul over here, do we say that his kedushin is chal? Sofik ishahu. It's a sofik if he's a lady or a man. V'yein isha miskadesh is isha. And on its side they said that he's an isha. The kedushin is not chal. Because one isha cannot be mekadesh another isha. So then how could his wife eat truma if she's only a bas Yisrael? She's over nisid yiraisa. So Gemara answers, Omer Abaya kishe beitzav nikoros im bachutz. Kishebetzov nikoros mibachutz. We're talking about such a tumtum, that only the top of his aver, of his gid, that's what's covered up with skin. But his beitzim is sticking out. So the kitsa, we know for sure that he's a male, he's a zohar. Therefore, if he marries, he marries mekadesh and isha, the kedushin is chal midiraisa, and therefore his wife, even though she's a bas Yisrael, is a ladi truma. Mashenkin, he himself is not ladi truma, because he himself was a zohar, and he doesn't have a bris milah, it's called an oral, therefore he can't eat truma. Rava says no. Ma noshe, we're talking about a regular tumtum here. A regular tumtum cannot be mekadesh and isha midiraisa. So what does it mean that his wife can eat truma? It does not really mean his wife, but rather imoy, it means his mother. Now what's the case? The case is that his mother was a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kohen. His father is a Kohen. And his father died. So the halacha is, when could his mother still eat truma only if she has a son from the Kohen? So the Maaseh said, this son, since he's a son of the Kohen, therefore his mother is allowed to eat truma because of him. Fred Gemar Pshita, of course, why not then? So Gemara says, yes, there's a Chiddush here. Now the time I would have thought, Moilid Michael. When do we say a Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen? Even after the Kohen dies, she could still eat if she has a son. That could be Moilid. That could have other children. Then the mother could eat. But she ain't Moilid, ain't I, Michael? Let's say we have a son here, like a Tumtum that cannot give birth, cannot have children. So therefore maybe he cannot be Michael's mother. Kamash Malon, that still he's Michael's mother could eat truma because of him. And like Rashi says, the Havamina was, Es imoy betruma, the dakinin lo, v'yalid beisoy. If Pasa says v'yalid beisoy, so maybe it means, b'royal lohoilid, only somebody that could have children. Kamash Malon, no. And the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says, Tumtum Eino Oichel, Loi B'Truma V'Loi B'Kodeshim. The Sefer says, a regular Tumtum cannot eat Truma, even though he's a Kayin, because again, maybe he's a Zohar and he's an Oral, he doesn't have a Vris. V'Loi B'Kodeshim, he can't eat Kodesh Kodeshim, because maybe he's an Isha, and an Isha, even though she's a Bas Kayin, is not allowed to eat Kodesh Kodeshim. So Mar says, Bishleim al Abaya, Bishleim is good according to Abaya. Tana Reisha Oral Vadai, Ogtoni Seifa Sofik Oral. Going to Abaya is good, even though the Brisa says two times the case of a Tumtum, because Abaya said the first Tumtum is talking about Kishe Beitza of Mibachutz, so we know he's a Vadai Zohar, he's a Vadai Oral, he can't eat Truma. Then it says in the Sefer, a Tumtim, which means a regular Suffolk, a doubtful Oral, he also can't eat Truma. But that's why it says it two times Tumtum, one is a Suffolk and one is a Vadai. Ela L'Rova, but according to Rova, that Rava said both cases they're talking about a regular tumtum. So tumtum the Sefer Lomali. What do we have to have the second time the Chiddush of a tumtum? It said it already in the first case. Rava says the first tumtum also means a regular tumtum. And what does it mean that his wife could eat? Not his wife, but his mother. So what does the Brisa have to say two times tumtum? So Gemara says, my tumtum oral. What does a tumtum mean? It means a regular oral. Not a person that's a tumtum that is the skin covers up the makom erla, but a regular male, a regular zohar, just he didn't have a bris milah. That's what the tumtum means. For the Gemara, ash the sofik oral yochel. If so, madach the Reisha talks about a regular tumtum. That's a sofik, a doubtful if he has it, if he needs a bris milah or not. It's a sofik if he's an oral or not. Still, lo yochel, he cannot eat truma, even though he's a kayin. Vaday oral, so the sefer, a tumtum means, if it means a regular kayin, that just not have a bris milah, is a vaday oral ochel? Like, what does that have to say? Pshita vaday oral cannot eat truma. So Mor says, though, the pshat according to Rav is what the Brice means to tell us is, my tam komer. The Brice is explaining itself. My tam tumtum eno oichel betruma. What's the reason why a tumtum is not allowed to eat truma? Mifnesha sofik oral hu. Because he's a Suffolk, maybe he's a Zohar, maybe he has a Gid there. And he doesn't have a Bris Mila yet, he's a Suffolk, a doubtful Oral. And the Klal is, the Oral ain't oichel le betrum of le bekodeshin. And a person that is an Oral, even though he's a Kayin, he's not allowed to eat Truman, he's not allowed to eat Kodeshin. So therefore the Brice is just explaining himself. Now the Gemara says, let me katanoi. Let's say the din of Rav Huna. The din of Rav Huna that he says in Moshech, if a person that had a Bris Mila, but then he was Moshech Olosoi, if he needs another Bris Mila Midrabonin, like if he's a Kohen, is he allowed to eat Truma not Midrabonin? Let's say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Why? We learn like this. Moshech. Let's say somebody that was Moshech is Orla. Or else V'noilet Kishumol, a kid that was born with a Mila. V'gershin is Gaya Kishumol, and a Goy that wants to become a Jew now, and he already made a Mila when he was a Goy. The Kotin Sha'ovar Zmanoi, and a Kotin that was born a regular Jewish boy, that's already 9 or 10 days old. The Shah Kol HaNimulim, and any other person that has to have a Bris Mila. Lesuya to include Mishi Yesh Leshte Orlus, somebody that's born with two Orlus. So Rashi says that means, Beis Oirois, Zu Agav Zu. Not that he has really two Gids, he only has one Gid, but two skins, two membranes are on top of one on top of the other. And all these cases, in other words, wherever you have to make a bris mila, talachris einon nimulim elabiyim. The bris mila always has to be done at daytime and not at nighttime. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimonoi Mer, he makes a difference. Bismanoi, if it's a boy that was born and now it's the eighth day, you have to make the bris bismanoi the eighth day, b'yom shmini.